Hello and welcome to another bonus edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. We are counting down the top 10 articles or headlines that Alabama fans missed due to the COVID-19 cancellation of spring drills. And so headline number four, I think I'm doing these in ascending order, so we're counting up, not counting down. Oh well, there's 10 of them, and we're going to step through all of them. Number four, the tight end position is up for grabs. I think this would have been a fun one to track. I think there would have been a couple headlines at the beginning, mostly used as vehicles to introduce former All-SEC transfer from North Carolina, Carl Tucker. And those would have been good, right? It's an opportunity to introduce him to the fans, talk about his competing for the position. And then once you got past the novelty of introducing the new player, I don't know that there would have been a lot of following or article writing. I think Alabama plays a lot of two tight end sets, and so it would have been confusing to sort of track who's one, who's two, what that really means. And so I don't know that there would have been a lot of articles beyond just the introduction of Tucker. But that's where it gets interesting, and that's where reading the articles and seeing who's getting catches or who's in on plays, certainly the A-Day would have assisted in this. But this is where the tight end position is really interesting. This is absolutely a position of need from 2019. And so you think about Alabama plays a lot of two tight ends, and Alabama was in a need position for tight ends. And that didn't really bode well for the offense. In fact, if you go back to the Arkansas game, Alabama played seven tight ends in that game, which is just insane. Miller Forrestall and Major Tennyson were the primary two tight ends. Jaleel Billingsley, who was a true freshman last year, played. Cameron Latu played at the tight end position. And he was in his first year of transferring, first season transferring from defensive end over to the tight end position. Giles Amos played tight end. He's a former walk-on who has since left the team. He's transitioned to, I'm not sure where he went, but to have more of a starter type role with another university. And Chris Owens and Kendall Randolph played in that game as converted linemen. And so they would come out wearing one jersey and then flip on an 80 series jersey to move out to tight end. But to think about now, it's a little bit of a blowout. Arkansas was, but still to play seven different tight ends is incredible. We've had the good fortune under Saban to have quite a number of blowouts over the last decade. Have we ever played seven tight ends, right? And so I don't blame it just on the blowout. I don't know if that is the right word, but the reason is we've struggled at the position. We've struggled identifying. And you know, in fairness, I think one of the tight ends got a little dinged up, and one of the primary two tight ends got a little dinged up. But then you end up with a couple of guys that are in the rotation at the position. They're in sort of the depth chart, but they're not experienced enough to really be to make a meaningful contribution. And I'm talking about Cameron and Jaleel. And then you get, you know, converted linemen just because at some point you just need somebody that can block. And so really a weakness, really an opportunity at that position. I think Carl Tucker has, you know, we've talked about this, right? When Saban is going to go get a JUCO or he's going to go get a graduate transfer, it's because there's a need, right? And we've said this before, if someone is telling you something, listen. And so when Saban went out and you know, took a tight end from the transfer portal, he's telling you we need help at this position. And so Carl Tucker, he's 6'2", 248. I think he has an opportunity to really anchor the position. 248, you know, we have a couple of guys that are about that weight, but they go 6'5", 6'7". And so they are thinner, they're lankier. I think Carl Tucker has a little more girth, a little more heft to him. And so that will make him better blocking. than maybe a Miller or Major. And so I think that's good. But I think Tucker has, he's demonstrated at North Carolina that they didn't throw to the tight end a whole lot, but he definitely has caught a number of passes. And I think has at North Carolina was a bigger contributor to the passing game than either Miller or Major have been. And so I'm not going to go all out and say that Carl Tucker is an Irv Smith, who's one of my favorite tight ends under Saban. I'm not going to go so far as to say Carl Tucker is an Irv Smith, but I think he's more cut out of the Irv Smith mold than the other two. And that's what Alabama needs. That's what the Alabama offense needs. And so I think Carl has an opportunity to really anchor the position. It will be interesting, or it would have been interesting to see, hey, how have Miller and Major progressed? What are the reports on their performance? How has Jahlil Billingsley progressed? I think he has a tremendous upside. I think he's still going to be more of the receiving tight end versus the blocking tight end, but I think he has a tremendous upside. And then Cameron Latu, I give him a fair shake as well. How has he progressed? Because, again, he was new to the position. Jahlil was new to college football last year. Cameron was new to the tight end position last year. And so how have they progressed? They have an opportunity to have progressed significantly. And so how do they shake out? If there was still, even, if Carl came in, and, I'm not projecting any of this, but if Carl came in and just wasn't who we thought he was, and Jahlil and Cameron had not progressed, and Miller and Major were still, not have progressed as far. We think about Miller and Major, neither of them have progressed into a Brian Vogler, as an example. That should be their target, right? They should have a poster of Brian Vogler on, above their bed, and they should aspire to being the next Brian Vogler. And I don't think either of them have fully sort of embraced that. But let's just say Carl Tucker was not who we thought, and Miller and Major have not progressed, and Jahlil and Cameron have not progressed. Then what do knowing that we need two, right? Now, it's not likely that all of those things turn to the negative, but what if most of them had? What if, greater than half of those items had gone the negative route as opposed to the positive route? And so there's still a glaring question at the tight end position. And again, we're missing this, not having spring drills. Would we have seen Brian Robinson take on the Joustin Fowler H-back role? I think yes. I think for a couple of reasons. Additional depth and variation at the tight end position. We've been playing Miller and Major at an H-back with a Chris Owens or Kendall Randolph as the blocking tight end. That is not dynamic. There is nothing dynamic about Chris Owens being your tight end and Miller Forrestall being your H-back. You're functional. You can execute the offense, but there's not a darn thing that's dynamic about that. You know what's dynamic is having Carl Tucker, who's a poor man's Irv Smith, at the tight end with Brian Robinson at the H-back. Now that is dynamic, and that is something that we potentially could have seen in spring drills. We could have seen that in one of the scrimmages. We could have seen that potentially as part of A-Day. That would have been exciting. That would have been something to really sort of hang our hat on. And so we missed that. Another opportunity, again, we've talked about this in other podcasts, in spring would have brought this to light. Spring drills would have brought this to light. Would Drew Sanders, a true freshman, I know, but incredibly talented and recruited to Oklahoma as a tight end, and he wanted to play defense, and so that's how Alabama picked him up. But if we still had such a glaring hole at tight end, could we have had a conversation with him that says, hey, can you give us some reps in spring at tight end? Perhaps play your freshman year as a tight end, and then we'll move you back to defense when we get some separation with when Dylan Moses moves along and whatnot. Could we have done that? Well, if the hole at tight end was looking like for 2020, it would have been as significant as it was for 2019, then we absolutely would have done that. And so those are the things that you start to get an early line of sight in spring practice. And so as Alabama fans, we absolutely missed the headline that celebrates the jobs open for business, that celebrates the introduction of Carl Tucker. But it's the subtleties that we would have been able to watch and track through spring drills that says, how is this unit really coming together? And how creative are we having to be to manufacture depth at the position? That is what Alabama fans are missing with and the team without the benefit of spring drills. This has been another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.